Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so we're looking forward to it. Glad to have you in the program. And big things ahead, buddy, big things ahead. So Katie gave you a good understanding of what you're going through, said that you're an on-air personality in Dayton, and I want to get clear on what you're doing now, and then I understand that you're also separated for the last year and just leaving a bunch of stuff on the table. So I read the notes and had a conversation with Katie. So just, you know, what we'll do on this podcast, I just want to get like 1 or 2 minutes in your own words. Just, I know you went over this all, but just I read your vision. So the outcomes that you want and what brought you here and just a little bit of backstory, you know, just 1 or 2 minutes for me in your own words.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you. So, you know, I left the TV business in November. I think I just, after a decade in it, you know, how could you not just, you know, that wear on you after 10 years of just reporting bad news and trying to look good on someone else's bad day for, you know,
yeah.
I knew it was time to do something different. So right now, my wife and I, we have a music promotion marketing company called Sound Valley, and the whole idea of it is just to help bands and artists find a way to actually make their passion, their profession, to help them actually not feel like they have to go to L.A. or Nashville. Like, they can create their own music business here. And so trying to show them different ways of doing that. And then we also have a big music festival that's actually this upcoming weekend.
Nice.
For me, you know, I did suffer with a little bit with anxiety, you know, here and there throughout my career. But it was always, you know, just because it's like it's live TV and you're constantly running and gunning. And, you know, you kind of have to put the emotions on the back burner and kind of stuff them down. And, you know, there was a lot of times where, you know, you have to just take a step back and be like, who cares if we're first on the scene? This is somebody's mom that just got in a car accident. This is
right.
somebody that, and, you know, I think that I was, you know, really good to turn that part of me off. And, you know, same thing with when, you know, I hosted more of a lifestyle fluffy program. You know, I was kind of dealing with some things on my own, but I was really good at, again, stuffing that down and doing the as seen on TV Zach bits where it's almost smiles and you would never know there's anything wrong.
Right.
And that's, it's kind of my double-edged sword where I was too good at that. I was too good at that. And, you know, after a while, it's like, well, there's nowhere for it to go. And, you know, it's been getting better, much better. And, you know, the thing is, like, I'm a very driven personality, and I just know that, like, I feel like there are some center blocks still on my ankles. And it's like I can't figure out why. Like, it's like I know what to do. I know what I want. Why am I, you know, pussyfooting around?
Like, just not taking action? Is that you find yourself like sort of like you got some ideas, you know where you want to go, but you're stuck? Or how would you describe it internally?
I would just say like I go, but I feel like I'm in the mud, like where the wheels are turning and I'm like, you know, throwing, you know, pressing down on the gas. But as far as getting that traction, just consistency. I think that's what the big word is consistency and in kind of developing those habits to where I don't think about it. That's what I want. And I want it to feel like every day it is second nature. Like the successful habits that I'm doing become second nature. I don't want to have to think about them.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I want. And when I came across your stuff, I've gone through a few different coaching programs, invested a lot of money in them. And you know, I think I was telling Katie, it's like, you know, it started off with, you know, the whole Tony Robbins coach, right? And I'm like, but, you know, after going through that, I'm like, it's like you're just telling me what I want to hear. Or
yeah, now what? Where's the action steps?
Yeah, that's kind of what I felt. It was kind of like, yeah. It wasn't. I just sometimes, you know, you just need somebody to tell you what to do. Like, just, you know, not that I can't think for myself, but at the same time, I'm so close to something. I think that's what I struggle with that. It's like, you know, it was just kind of agreeing with everything I said and not really getting a good plan to follow through or system.
And so we want to get rid of any and all emotional discontent, and we're going to give you the exact steps. Over the 8 weeks, you're going to know exactly what to do, not just to get you there in 2 months, for the rest of your life. you know, you'll have these tools to just keep expanding your success and growth. But we've got to feel, and it's not about like a Pollyanna, you know, BS crap, you know, think positive and all that stuff. No, we're going to really condition your mind and get you in that state of being a flow of motivation, of clarity, of drive, of passion. You'll know exactly what to do in every area in your life. And so we're going to get you there. So we give you the game plan, and then you'll apply it as we go each week. So really, really important stuff. And we've had hundreds of people come to us that have done Joe Dispenza, Tony Robbins, all these guys that are brilliant marketers, brilliant book writers, but we've got to get to the answer. They never quite give you the answer. It's like, okay, you know, so we'll get you there. And I know, you know, I saw the notes too that you've had, like when you were on air and things, you used to have panic attacks and things. What level is it the anxiety at now?
I would say it's not that low. I mean, not that high, rather.
Okay.
You know, I've been out of the business I left in November, but they still keep me on payroll, so I, you know, fill in on the morning news from time to time.
Okay.
You know, it's honestly not that bad. It's, if I get any anxiety now, it's kind of, it's the entrepreneur anxiety, you know, like this is something completely new. I'm building that new muscle, you know, like, you know, trying to figure out, you know, hey, where's that next dollar coming from? How am I paying the mortgage this month? And, you know, that anxiety of feeling like, am I good enough? Am I half-assing it, or am I giving it everything that I have? And that's just what I need. I need someone just breathing down my neck and just making sure that I am just kicking ass and taking it, you know, being the best Zach 2.0 there possibly could be.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And that sounds good. And tell me about the marriage. I know you guys have been separated. Young couple, no kids, right?
Yes, that's correct. That probably separated in April, May, June. You know, I think that we had, for me, it was kind of me being so driven and not giving that quality time for the longest time. And just not being able to communicate and understanding, like, you know, she would say that, like, I felt like, you know, we were roommates, or it felt like she felt alone in the house. And, you know, it's tough because we own this business together, and it's like the anxiety I deal with now, or, you know, feeling kind of stuck, is like I feel very lost, and like I'm in these murky waters where I'm like, you know, I live in this house, you live in an apartment 5 minutes up the road, but I'm in this room surrounded by your furniture, surrounded by your stuff. Like, are you coming back or not? Like, what do I do to work things over? Or is it, you know, I know that she needs her own personal time right now. I know that I need mine. And, you know, that's what she's told me, is just, you know, you focus on getting better. You focus on just yourself. And, you know, it's been tough. It's, you know, obviously it's been very tough.
Okay.
But, you know.
And so does she want to get back with you if you're thriving again and you're on top of your game?
I think so. I believe so. But that is my huge snafu, is I think that is a lot of the mental block right there, is that relationship. And it's kind of been up and down for many, many years. And just knowing where it's going to go, it's been difficult, because it's like, I don't know which way is up and down.
I got you. All right. So we're going to get rid of all this chaos, and you're going to have complete clarity, but you're also going to draw in, you know, that peace, that contentment. And if things are meant to work out with you and your wife, they will. And you're going to be, all the great things about Zach are going to become even better over the next several weeks, and all the things that aren't serving you are going to be gone. So you're going to have more clarity, but you're going to have more drive, more passion, more focus, more peace, but you're also going to be a magnet for everything that's good. And so if it's meant to be, and it sounds like if you guys haven't pulled the trigger on a divorce and your business partners, there's a good chance that it's meant to be. So we'll get there when we get there. All right. So, guys, so let's talk about week one. And what I want to do is number one, just get your takeaways on what you picked up. I did read your vision. It looks good. We'll go over that. And also your takeaways. And I'm going to give you another way to look at it. and then give you your game plan for the week. So tell me what your takeaways from week one, the module was, the recordings.
Yeah. Well, first off, like I love how simple it is, and like, you know, it's like, I love how, you know, like I've gone through many courses where it's like, I don't need 15 videos or recordings for one concept, but I love how you boil it down to simplicity. But what I, you know, the whole idea of the mental diet and the mental filter, and I have my notes right here in front of me. You know, putting the you know, finding the healthy thoughts that, you know, throw in my mind, like that's something that I've always struggled with, and I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, my mom is. Been, you know, she's kind of a pessimistic personality where she's always vented to me between, like, you know, stuff with my biologic father, my stepdad. They're going through this nasty divorce right now, and it's like, you know, mom, like, you got to quit. I'm not the person you're supposed to vent to about this. And it's a lot. And so it's like, when I was listening to that, I'm like, wow, like, you know, it's like, you know that these things are true. Like, you have to filter out, like, these conversations that just don't make you feel good, because it's like, you know, you're making me pick sides. That's what you've always kind of made me do, is pick sides between you and dad. And it's like, that doesn't make you feel good. And then, you know, like, you know, kind of going back to the news thing, like, you know, that's when my anxiety was really bad, you know, like when it's like you had to say COVID-19 every single day. It's like, screw that. Like, you know, it's, you know, you are literally inciting panic in people, like just saying it over and over.
Right.
So it'll make you feel good.
Right. So one of my other clients from a couple of years ago, about 3 or 4 years ago, she's the lead news anchor at NBC Chicago. And same dilemma. Same dilemma. And she's like, it's all just, you know, ratings, man. And she felt guilty.
If it bleeds, it leads. And it's like,
that's the exact term that she used, man. If it bleeds, it leads. Holy cow. Yeah. And and I asked her about compensation one time. She goes, it's all ratings. We've got to beat ABC and CBS and Fox and WGN. And that's all that matters. So, yeah, I get it. And then you've got that dilemma. You've got so I understand. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, so like that's what I loved about your, you know, the way you broke it down. It's very simple, and, you know, just thinking about, like, if you're trying to get healthy in the gym, you know, good stuff in, good stuff out, bad stuff in, bad stuff out. But it almost seems like the bad stuff, it's kind of like if you have cheeseburgers every day, like that sits in your gut. It doesn't necessarily come out. It's like it just sits there and makes you feel miserable. Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed that breakdown, and, you know, I'm very fascinated with, you know, I have grown to really love personal development and just the concept of, so I'm really fascinated and interested to see what next week's going to look like.
Sure.
I don't know if it's next week, but, you know, the whole idea of becoming an energy magnet and just.
Oh, yeah, you're going to start learning that next week, you will really. And it's not about, I mean, every self-help book talks about the energy, talks about law of attraction and all those things, and the secret came out, and everybody clocked the secret, but they never gave you the answer. And they said, think positive. Well, think positive, meditation, affirmations, all the stuff that we, you know, subscribe to, gratitude journals and things, they're all designed to get you into that state of being, which is an energy force. But even though if I asked every self-help, all the self-help authors that talk about gratitude journals but not the why, they probably couldn't tell you. They would say, well, that's what I read in another book, and I'm, you know. And we literally hack into the system, okay, into the mainframe, the subconscious, and get you there, okay? And that's the exciting part. So good stuff. I'm glad you like the simplicity. So any other takeaways of what, not as it relates to your life, but more in the recordings?
No, I love like how the concepts were boiled down into a very easy to understand you know, format, and you know that's something I love. You know, I've recently been I've really listened to Think and Grow Rich all the time. I just love it, and The Power of the Subconscious Mind. Just recently listened to that, and just like, you know, all these things, you know, you get it, but it's almost so dense. You're just trying to absorb it all. It's just like you just need. It's kind of like a IKEA directions, you know, I don't know if you've ever put together IKEA furniture, but nobody.
Oh yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's just like I like a simple approach to doing things, and you know, less is more in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Zach. Yep. And so, and that's how I learned, because I read over 250 books. I literally just swallowed up everything and anything I could on human behavior, the mind, emotions, you name it. I read every self-help book out there, Think and Grow Rich. I listened to or read probably 15, 20 times. And it was just stuff that I couldn't get enough of. And I was that junkie. But I also studied the mind, studied the subconscious, you name it. And it was the complicated stuff, and even the Tony Robbins stuff back in the day when I would, it never resonated with me. To this day, it doesn't resonate with me because it's always convoluted and difficult. And I never liked that about him. I remember one of the recordings I was listening to, maybe the I don't know, one of his Personal Power or whatever, one of his old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He had you write down 30 things and never gave you a reason why he had you write down these long lists. And I'm like, where is he going? Where are we going with this? Where are we getting to? And so when I learned and mastered what I – and it was out of necessity, by the way. It was the simple approach that worked for me, because you have to realize that human behavior, everyone is experiencing it, so it can't be that difficult. We go into the science of the mind and the neuro and all that other stuff. It's not that. And that's what doctors want you to think, and that's certainly what the pharma companies want you to think. But it's got to be an easier system, and it's got to be a system that's able to be used by everybody, and easier than we think. So we are going to simplify it. But that doesn't mean that there's not some stuff that we have to get rid of and the work that we have to do. I know you're up for it. So good stuff, good start. And so let me break down the diet for the mind in three simple ways for you. First things first, focus. Okay, we want to focus on our end result, our vision, and our desired end result. Okay, so the first piece is where we shine our flashlight of focus. So everything that we give our attention to expands. And when we start experiencing problems in life and challenges in life and difficulties in life, we start giving our attention there. And that starts when we're a kid. And if we feed ourselves more of that stuff, what we call resistance, now we're tend to focus on the issue, right? So people in life, they have an incident, a divorce, a problem, a health scare, or whatever, they talk about it, right? You mentioned mom, you know, they talk about it. And so, and people tend to focus on the problem, okay? We're not saying to ignore the problem, put your head in the sand and it's not there, no. But we want to identify the problem and focus on the solution. So we're going to focus on your vision, your desired end result. Like as a business owner, what are some of the problems or challenges you might focus on a daily basis?
In general or for my personal business?
On your personal business.
For me, it's trying to get artists or bands to mm-hmm. think like a business owner, not an artist. And you know, it's like I like that I've developed this muscle of more of an entrepreneurial mindset, because it's like, you know, I loved writing music and, you know, played in bands. And, you know, I took a step back because I knew that, like, hey, I want to build the ladder. I don't want to just be a rung on the ladder. So I had, mm-hmm. so I took a step back several years ago to say, like, I'm going to build this company that's going to make a splash and create, like, the infrastructure and the ecosystem in Dayton, Ohio, that's going to be its own little version of Nashville, its own little version of LA. Like, that's the vision. And mm-hmm. Trying to get bands and artists to, you know, hey, you need to spend some money on marketing. Hey, you need to spend some money on learning these. Like, don't think that people are going to hand these things over to you. Or for me, I think I did things for free for so long because it's like I wanted to build that credibility. Mm-hmm. And now people expect that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So again, so what's the outcome is what you want. Okay, booking bands, you know, just the, and we've got to keep our focus there. Anything that you want as an outcome, we have to keep our focus not on the problem, paying the bills, all the other stuff that you mentioned early on and things. So it's the vision. It's pounding our subconscious with that vision, with our desired end result, despite the challenges. Because of course there's going to be challenges. In every business there's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a bad day, a good day, all that stuff. So again, we're going to focus on the vision and the desired end result. Make sense?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, good. Because energetically, In addition to that, whatever we give our attention to, we're drawing into us. So are you a car guy at all? You like nice cars?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I always give the example. I had a newer client earlier today, and I said, and she said, I'm really a car person. I said, what's your favorite car? And she said, I love the Lincolns. You know, this Lincoln type of Lincoln, she said it. But it's a, in my opinion, she said something like a cool mom car. So I like that, or like the ultimate suburban mom car, but it was really cool or something like that. I forgot the phrase she used. And I said, the first time you ever saw that Lincoln, did you see him everywhere? She goes, yes. As soon as it was in my awareness, I said, exactly. And that's how the mind works. It's a magical system we're working with here, Zach. And as soon as you give your attention to something repeatedly, you're going to draw more in. That's when you binge watch a TV show, you can't get enough of it. You're drawing more of that in. You'll see stories and articles about it. So the first time you see something or when you're attracted to something, you're literally going to be pulled in that direction. It's a magical universe. So now, when you're working with your vision and your desired end result, you're going to be pulled in that direction. Okay, and next week you'll learn a little bit more about that magnet. But we've got to realize that no matter what's coming at us, how many bullets are flying past our head, we've got to stay insanely focused on the vision, on the desired end result. Okay, make it sense?
Yep, that's what I think I need the most help with, is that clarity, because I can tell you right now, you just made some shit make sense to me.
That's good. You know. Yeah, and then when I teach acceptance next week, that's a powerful process that's going to slow that mind down.
Yeah.
But every time you have a choice to take your mind anywhere, where's your favorite vacation spot?
We like going to Hollywood Beach, Florida. My wife and her family, when we go down there, it's such a nice, it's not the hustle and bustle of Miami, but it's nice, you know?
All right. Yeah. And so, good stuff. And so you can close your eyes and go there anytime you want. So we spend the winter in Naples, Florida, and, I can go to Vanderbilt Beach right now. I can literally close my eyes and be sitting at the pier, watching the sunset, listening to the music, hearing the waves, smelling the smells. So you could take your mind anywhere you want, but the mind is this mechanism that never stops running. And what I teach in Module 2 is all about that. So you understand what the system is doing, but the mind is just a reflex mechanism. It never stops churning out thoughts and emotions. So when we start believing our mind, that's when the problem starts. We have to consciously direct our mind, because your mind is essentially a servant. It's an employee. It's there to serve you, but it's been fed the wrong stuff for a long time. Pressure, overwhelm, fear of failure, insecurity, any of the above. So we're going to start feeding it correctly. But then every time it's misfiring now, we're going to recognize it and move it back to where we want to. And as I said, what I teach you next week is going to literally shift and slow that mind down. Over the next several weeks. So that stuff's good. So the focus piece is good. And as I mentioned, I read your vision. Looks terrific. And I don't think I'd change a thing, because everything that you have in here is focused towards what you want. You want to make money in your online business. You're happy, passionate relationship. You're eating lean food, saving money by meal prepping. Lean, best shape I've ever been. You got the weight there. You know, I'm free to live, play what I want, do what I want. All good stuff. So everything is good. And when you read that, how does that feel?
Good. It feels really good. I think the what I struggle with, and I know this sounds silly, is I've always struggled with the feeling of it. Like, not just reading words, but reading and feeling them.
Yeah, and you don't have to feel every word. But when do you doubt it? Like when you read it, because every self-help book tells you, like, you've got to get in that feeling place when you're reading your vision or focusing on your goals. Well, because we live in a vibrational universe, the feeling place is a state of being. We're going to get you in that state of being, and it's going to feel good. But like any other goal you've ever accomplished in your life, you didn't have to be all jazzed up and amped up to receive it. It just shows up. You will get what you are, Zach, not what you hope to be. And what you are is energy. What you are is a state of being. So we're going to teach all that. You'll get that point. So it's not about you getting jacked up, but how do you feel about the goals? Do you feel that doubtful, or do you feel like they will happen?
For once, I feel like they're going to happen. Like, I look at them, and they seem rather ambitious. And mm-hmm. But But for the first time, like, I'm looking at it, like, and again, it's like, you know, when you start this self-help, you know, journey, and, you know, you read all these things, it's like, oh, I can wish for anything I want. Now it just feels like you're throwing, you know, darts at a wall. It looks very ambitious, but for once, it's like, I can do this, but I just know that I need the map. I just know that I just need the map. You know, it's like, I think I've been going alone for too long and not getting the correct advice. That's, again, when I saw your, I was like, I think he knows.
Yeah, I do know. I do know, buddy. Absolutely. So I do every day. And, okay, so that focus piece is huge. Understanding that when you're reading your vision, feel, but the more you get into what we call acceptance, that's going to come streaming towards you. And, but I want you to keep that vision front of mind, okay, by reading it 4 or 5 times a day. So just keep it always fresh. Don't get, you know, things are going to happen each day, each week. Get back to your vision. Just know. And what you're doing is you're telling your subconscious, always, this is the objective. This is the direction. This is where we're going. And people lose sight of that, right? So successful people, they never get off focus. Like if you talk to somebody, like, you know, I don't want to say like, I'm the end-all, be-all, but in my business, I have very few conversations about what's wrong. I just fix it, okay? I'm always focused on what's right. I'm always taking the term. You see a lawyer in court. They don't need to know all the backstory. They need to know what they need to know to win the case. So they always go to there. So in your, as an entrepreneur, you're going to go there. And tell me about your online business, by the way. What do you want to do online?
So the vision for that is this. It's like, since I was a kid, I always wanted to be a musician. I wanted to be in a famous rock band. That's what I wanted. And for me, you know, the TV thing was my plan B. And so I have this thought of, like, if I can show other bands and artists, like, hey, why don't you use your music as your marketing? Like, you know, you put together great video content, music videos and stuff like that. And if I can show you how to, like, strategically target people on Facebook or Instagram or social media, like creating your ideal avatar and then like building an email list, you know, you can continue to sell to those people. So it's kind of a two-part thing. I want to teach bands how to do that. For me personally, what I would like to do is, you know, with the first song that I have that I'm going to release at the end of October, the song is called Let Go. And that's why, like, it's, you know, perhaps it is fate. Like, you know, this program, like, it kind of butts right up to that deadline. And the whole idea that I have here for it is, like, let go of who you've been so you can become who you want to be. And it's, like, and I can send you a link to the song, but it's a whole, you know, like, where it kept me up. I was constantly, you know, waking up in the middle of the night, mind racing. And it's very funny. Like, you know, I wrote this song like 2 years ago before I really understood what the conscious and subconscious mind was. So for me, I want to get people's attention with this song and identify people who are, you know, more than likely just like me. And I would love to be able to walk them through this similar journey of like, hey, you know, you were programmed to think negatively. This is how you do it. Like, so, you know, kind of using the music to,
good. No, I like that. I think that's great. So yeah, we're gonna get to your business towards the end of the program, and I'll help you, give you some tools and things to build that business. So that's great. I love that. I love the passion. I love your drive. All right. So focus is number one. Now give me 4 or 5 states of being that you would like to experience every day.
Happiness, peace. Like I want to feel like, you know, the thing is, I feel like I had like these split personalities, but like, you know, working in TV, like I got really good at just, I'm a great chameleon. Like, you know, like I can adapt to the conversation, which it's a good thing, but sometimes I'm just like, who am I? You know, you forget who you are.
Give me 4 or 5 that you'd like to experience every day.
Happiness, success, passion, love, like for my wife, like in
love in general, just love, whether it comes for your wife, for anybody, just love. All right, so write this down. OK, Okay.
Okay.
I am happy. I am peaceful. I am passionate. I am love, or I live in love, whatever you prefer, and I am successful. Very simple. Now, those are states of being. Everything we want in this world is with the premise that it's going to put us in a particular state, right? We have the relationship to experience love, happiness, completion, affection, anything. We get the car because it exhilarates us. We buy the house because we think it's what we want. It'll make us happy. So everything. We build a business to experience success. We want money because it gives us security, success, comfort. So what we want to do is become that first. And how we become that is by giving our subconscious mind a directive that that's who we are. We have to feed the subconscious mind the way that we want to be. It's the chicken or the egg. Well, the state of being is always first. The state of being is the creator. Now, by feeding this microvision to your mind 100, 200 times a day, you're literally telling the subconscious mind, this is who I am. Who's Zach? Zach's happy. Who's Zach? Zach's peaceful. Who's Zach? Zach's successful. He's passionate. He lives in love. You are constantly feeding the subconsciousness, and it's like planting a seed in the soil. The more you plant it and the more you water it and take care of it, it's going to grow. And that's what you're doing. The subconscious has no opinion, as you're going to learn in week two. No judgment, no bias. It literally takes the direction you give it consistently and becomes it. So you're shaping and molding your mind and your state of being into that place. So that microvision, Zach, I want you to write it down on an index card, repeat it. 100, 150 times a day. Just carry it with you, everything you are. Have it on your smart screen. Put it on your mirror. Put it on your nightstand. Read it 25 times before you go to bed. Read it 25 times in the morning. When you're pumping gas, read it. Keep it front of mind. And this is who you identify with moving forward. Okay, no longer the guy that's the scattered entrepreneur, the guy that's had anxiety, or the guy that's questioning is overwhelmed. We don't identify with that guy anymore. This is the guy you identify with now, and that's the vision you have moving forward. Make sense?
Makes total sense.
Good. All right, buddy. So that's it. Now, the second piece of the diet for the mind is mental filter. So what did you pick up in the recordings when I mentioned the mental filter?
I love the approach of just, like, as soon as you start, you know, someone starts, which I've noticed you've done it to me a couple times here, I'm like, you're like, that's exactly what I want.
I'm gentle sometimes, but so.
Well, no, but it's like, it's such a great way to learn. When a conversation comes up, it's like, well, that's not going to make either one of us get to the next point in the conversation or to the next, you know, it's not going to make either one of us feel good. So just avoid it and just literally go on to something else. And
it's not healthy. So I know you're a healthy eater, right? You're not going to go and live off fast food every day of the week. Because it's just not healthy. And so we're going to make, and you're correct in everything you said, by the way. And so we're going to make a decision that, okay, if I'm creating a healthy environment, and God gave us this beautiful system, whatever you believe in, higher power, the universe, whatever, we've been given this beautiful system that the only thing that we can control is the inner world, the internal. The external world is a byproduct of our internal. Can't control other people, can't control circumstances beyond our control. So we have to focus on the internal. The temple is within, so we have to create a healthy, beautiful environment internally. And that mental filter is a big piece of that. The mental filter is literally the thing that is going to keep us, okay, as healthy as possible. Now, we're not going to be afraid of things. We're not going to run away from things. I don't run away from the McDonald's when I drive past it. I don't get scared as I walk through the bakery section of the grocery store. I just choose not to engage. And it's a healthy choice. Now, if I decide on a weekend that I'm gonna cheat a little bit or I'm gonna eat I'll do it. Okay? And I get right back on it. The harm doesn't go if you occasionally cheat or occasionally indulge in it. It's when you always do. That's when the damage starts. So you have a filter, and you can use that filter with people in your life, conversations you're having, news articles, like you mentioned, you know, it's not healthy. You know, and you know it. If it bleeds, it leads. It's not healthy to watch the news every day, all day. And this world conditions us. News is on in the morning, news is on at night, and people start their day with it, end their day with it. My friends on a text stream, my golf buddies today, were firing away at Afghanistan and Fox News, and he said, watching Fox News, they're literally blaming Afghanistan on Trump. And I laughed, and I said, you lost me at watching Fox. So, yep. And I was teasing him because I just don't do it. I know what the headlines are. I know what's going on in the world. But yeah, I'm not, like you said, I'm not going to sit and stare at CNN's ridiculous COVID counter, and I'm not going to buy into the Delta variant. It's garbage. It's just not, you know, so we have to have the wherewithal to say, okay, the Googling, the Facebooking, you know, where am I engaged with every day? The conversations I'm having, am I sucked into these conversations of woe and negativity, or am I hanging out with people that just make me feel like I want to take a nap when I'm done having a conversation with them? So we have to make sure that we're aware of what we're feeding our mind in all those avenues, right? The media, TV, radio, social media, people we hang out with, the discussions we're having, the subjects we're drawn to, the things we're reading and watching and Googling. So we have to be, you know, pretty strict with our healthy diet. We have to have a strong mental filter, just like a bouncer would decide who gets into the bar. Bouncer decides you're in, you're not. You decide you're in, you're not. You know, as far as conversations or subjects or even some people, you know, people come in our program and say, you know, I just moving away from some people in my life because they just always suck the life force out of me. And I don't want that anymore. Does that all make sense to you?
Makes total sense. Absolutely.
Yeah, any comments on that?
No, it's, I know that's very true. I'm not going to go necessarily into it, but like just I can see it from, you know, conversations I've had with my mom where, you know, May, like I literally took a whole month where I went down and visited my dad, and it was just night and day, like as far as, you know, I don't want to sit there and talk about how the sky is falling every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Now I feel like shit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And even when you have an argument, you know, with somebody you love, at the end of the argument, you just feel like taking a nap. You're just drained. And that's what that does to you. So you want to use that mental filter as much as possible. You're focused. You've got your vision, your microvision, your mental filter. Then the third piece, Zach, is really feeding your mind things that feel good. No matter how stressed you are, no matter how overwhelmed you are, and sad or happy or anxious or whatever, where can you take your mind? What things in your life can you think of that always put a smile on your face?
I mean, for me, like just the thought of like, I can't wait for the day where like I get to play this album release show and like just visioning the, you know, playing in front of a crowded venue, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, just thinking about, you know, when I think about Ashley, my wife and I, like just the happier times and the stupid funny things she does, that, you know, it makes me forget about the bickering.
There you go. And you're going to be a magnet. You're not going to be somebody who bickers all the time. And neither is she, because you guys are drawing it in from each other. So that's great. So, and then vacations, you know, take, you know, like you mentioned, Hollywood Beach or whatever. Just take your mind to a happy place always. You know, we've got my dogs, we've got family, wife, anything that makes music, whatever feels good, flood your mind with that. So you're making a conscious decision to feed your mind healthy, happy stuff compared to the toxic garbage. And your mind, because it's a machine that's going to misfire occasionally, which it's been doing. So next week when we get into week two content, and then at the end of next week's call, I'm going to teach you acceptance. And that's going to be a bit of a game changer, but this is a really important step to start taking control of your mind. Now, just like the body, if we decide to lose 10, 20, 30 pounds, we're not going to do it in a day. But we're creating a healthier environment by eating and working out. So that's what you're doing here. When you start this diet for the mind, you're creating a healthier environment. You might feel a little bit lighter in a couple of days, but in a week or 10 days, you're going to start feeling a noticeable difference. And it's just going to be more relaxed, more content. And then when we sprinkle acceptance into that, it's going to get really good. Make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited about all this, Mike.
I'm glad to have you, buddy. So I know we went a little long today, but that was my pleasure. And so reach out on Voxer if you have any questions. You just send me a Voxer. And the instructions on how to connect are in the Let's Get Started section of the membership site. Feel free to stay active in the Facebook group. We've got our Thursday call, Q&A call, but stay active, communicate. If you have any challenges, questions, just send us a Voxer or show up on the Q&A Thursday.
And what time do the Q&A start? And how do I
5 o'clock, 5 o'clock Eastern. You'll get an email on Wednesdays or Thursday morning from the support, and they'll give you the access to it.
Cool. And then my last question is, you know, do we have these, you and I have these coaching calls every week, right? I just
you'll do one a week. You're going to do next week's with me, and then you do the next two with Doreen, and you'll come back with me.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal.
All right, buddy.
Pick any time. Awesome.
Yeah, just whatever's available on the schedule. Both scheduling links are in the web in the membership site. So whatever time works for you, you just grab the time that works.
Awesome. Mike, thank you so much for your time today.
All right, Jack. Have a good night, buddy.
Take it easy.
Take care. Bye-bye.